Now we've come to the top of the village of Vlöli. Above here starts the forest, and further up on the mountain there's only a couple of huts. Now, one of the huts up on the mountain is called Vlöli Stölen. A stöl is like a cottage, a summer farm. It is where the people of a farm have their animals during summer in order to save the grass down below in the valley so that they can cut the grass and make hay for the animals during winter. Having a summer farm in Norway is a very normal thing. And Vlöli Stölen was the summer farm of the farm Vlöli. That's the building you see here. That's the old farmhouse of Vlöli. Probably this house was built around 1802. But it was not the first farm that was founded in Vlöli. Already back in 1620, somebody built a farm here. The purpose of farming in Vlöli was for sustenance only, so for providing food for themselves. But in 1620, when they started living here, they had a sawmill and they were sawing lumber into planks, and the planks were sold to the city and used for paying taxes. Now, in 1708, we know from historic sources there was a big rockfall here that damaged the farm and that the people living here fled to Kalleli, which is the next village along the fjord. After that, for a period of almost 100 years, there was nobody living in Vlöli. Probably there were too many rocks lying about, and it may also have been that they were simply scared of moving back. So in 1802, somebody braved up and moved back into Vlöli, cleared all the rubble and established a farm, probably on the site where the old farm had been previously. It's slightly flatter here than in the rest of Vlöli. We know from sources that they had about 30 goats, 30 sheep and a couple of cows. They may have had pigs and chickens as well. When the stone quarry in Urnes came, these people would also be employed at the stone quarry in Urnes, making stones. That was their source of income then. Of course, working in a stone quarry is terribly hard work, and of course these people must have been very relieved and happy when a rich guy came along in 1914, Einar Meling, and proposed to buy the farm. So they sold immediately. But they did stay here, and their descendants and their relatives got employment at the power station and lived here much of the last century. When they started building the power station here in 1916, the people living in this farm would have moved out, and the house was divided in two, made into two apartments for workers of the power station. Much later, in 1982, the house was donated to the Stavanger Turistvereniging, which is the hiking association in this region, as a tourist hut. That's the way it's being used today. The other beautiful building you see here at the top of the village is the director's villa. That's where the director of the power station and his family used to live. Now you imagine in the very early days of the development of the power station here, I told you there were 47 people living in these barracks down below, whereas in this house only the director and his family would be staying. Later on, there is no evidence of much hierarchy in the population here, and judging from pictures and stories, it seems like it was rather comradely.